I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We fucked it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Life is sweet.
Life is beautiful and so sweet.
Sweet.
And sometimes we forget. Sometimes we don't appreciate just how sweet and beautiful life is.
Well, I'm here to tell you.
It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing we call life. Hey, it's great to be here. I'm back from the big tour opening for Shane Gillis. Ooh, life on the road is tough. My first night I was back in my bed. I thought I was in a hotel room and I woke up all... my son walked into the room and was like, hello. And I was like, ah! No! There's a man! But I'm now readjusted. And the house is... We're setting up the house beautifully. My wife has done a tremendous job in the house. It's so well set up that I'm now in our bedroom. I'm not in the car. I'm in the bedroom. Ooh, it's nice to have a room. It's nice to have a room to quietly sit and do a podcast about your aspirations for boat ownership. I haven't had a room I was able to do this podcast in some time. And in fact, there's another room that's going to be the set specialty room for doing the podcast. It's a garage.
Kick inside to the garage, man.
Now, as previously alluded to on the podcast, I'm enlisting help. So we've video editing will be done so that there can be a visual component and I can just palm that off and say, here's the video, here's the audio, put something together so the people on YouTube and the Instagram can enjoy it. Wonderful. And a producer. Now, I have a difficult history with producers. I've been removed from several radio shows before because of disagreements. I could never get along with the producers. Nice people. Just different views about where the show should go, you know? I thought it should go in one direction. They thought I should be sacked and not hired again. But I've got a producer. Her name's Eve. She's my friend Eve. She's been on the podcast before. She's also living in Austin. Eve will have a predominantly off-microphone role. She'll be sitting in a corner and preparing things so that I can do the podcast. And I'm telling her what to prepare. She's getting a set ready at the moment and a captain's costume so we can convert the garage into a deep sea theme. And then I'm having her print out. I mean, we have an interview today. She gets to be on the microphone today. But I'm not. This is the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, and I don't really like having other people on the show. It's me, it's a microphone, that's it. It's some interviews when I can get around to editing them. Feel very bad about not having edited the Kieran J. Callanan episode yet. Go listen to that Kieran J. Callanan album. It's a delight. As are the other Kieran J. Callanan albums. Gee, I've got to get around to. It's become a mental block in my mind. Anyway, the important thing is Eve is going to help me produce the podcast, and I've given her strict instructions about how to produce it. I've gone through the last, I think we're up to almost 130 episodes now. I've picked out the best segments that people seem to like the most. What do we got in there? We've got ocean news. We've got the advice column. We've got affirmations. And we've got other stuff as well. We've got stuff that people seem to like on the podcast. Boil that down. Churn that out. Get that done. I think we could probably do Oh, I'm trying to have 3 days where we can do 8-ish episodes, and then I don't have to think about anything else for a while. I can, you know what? It's done. It's bang.
Bang.
That man sang bang there. It was Brian Taylor. I'm getting... Now that the Crow Boys are watchable, I'm watching the Crow Boys. I'm staying up all hours to watch the Crow Boys. They've got a game tonight. I think it's at like 10:30 Austin time. We're playing Collingwood at the G. Difficult game, but Collingwood's got some big injuries. I'm slowly introducing the Americans to the AFL when I was in Denver on the last night there. Shane and Nate and some people who are at the show and some bar staff, we got together and we watched a thrilling draw against the Brisbane Lions. Again, we probably should have won, but still a thrilling draw. And gee, I'm enjoying just going back and listening to some Brian Taylor commentary.
McDonald, Tip and Woody, it was like a giant clam closing in on Lambert. Bang! It just shut, and there was no getting out of that.
I mean, he's the best commentator. He's a divisive commentator. And I've got one friend, Craig Quatermain, whose judgment is usually pretty sound. But on the topic of Brian Taylor, Craig, I don't know what planet you're on. Brian Taylor is the man.
Orazio Fantasia, Tip and Woody, little quick handball over the top, Lewenberger. Orazio Fantasia. Orazio Fantasia. Orazio Fantasia.
I get the feeling you like Orazio Fantasia as a name.
And it was a good point. It was. It was a beautiful point, and it had a bit of electricity about it, Bruce.
He makes me so happy. If you're looking for an introduction to Australian rules football, if you're one of our many American listeners, Brian Taylor, best of. That's what you want. Watch the Roman Brian. Watch the... This podcast could be hours and hours of Brian Taylor on the rub. Enjoy. Go and enjoy. Or don't. Maybe do it after the podcast. Or simultaneous with the podcast. Anyway, hey. Coming up is the interview with new producer Eve Ellenbogen. If you enjoy the interview, there's more of it. We spoke for like half an hour and then that one went on the Patreon. And then we did this chat. So here's Eve. God bless you, Catamaran Ho. Actually, I will say, at the end of this interview, we were sitting in my car getting coffee and I brought the microphone because that was the only time I had to do it, because the life is still very chaotic and we're trying to produce it into something more orderly. But at the end, I said Catamaran Ho, which is what I always say. And she thought I was calling her a Catamaran Ho. I was like, no, it's like land ho, but it's a catamaran. And so I just thought I should maybe clear that up for anyone
else.
Okay,
this is a very embarrassing moment for me because I've just figured out how to record two tracks into GarageBand at the same time.
This is the interview with Eve starting now.
It's really amazing that you're able to do so much. You're able to write poetry, to open for...
You knew how to do this?
I know how to Google how to do it. I don't use GarageBand.
What I've been doing is having it onto the one track, and then it recorded one stereo, one mono, and then I'd have to bounce it out of GarageBand, put it in Audacity, split it or combine it, and then put it back in.
I think I would have known enough to know that that was not the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, yeah, it's wild. You're able to do so many things, but not ask, is this...
This is going to make life a lot easier for us from here out.
Does that mean that my job is... Am I out of a job?
No, not yet.
That was my only job.
You've got 2 months of a job. Now... Yes. Eve has been brought on as the producer for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too much going on in my life.
Right.
I need the podcast to come out every week.
Right. He's successful. It's so hard being successful.
Successful is not the word I'd use, but I'm very busy.
Yes.
And I'm not taking care of my health.
No.
And if I'm to do anything to stay alive longer,
yes,
have enough energy, I've got to get this podcast figured out.
I would say this, though, as a rebuttal to what you're saying. You keep going away. You're opening... Can I say what your opening line is often?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You often open with, I'm fat and I'm poor, but the stress is making you not fat. You look better than I've ever seen
I've
you
had
look.
To increasingly pick ill-fitting shirts to get away with saying that. I have a jacket where I look too good.
Yeah, so I would argue that being this stressed is really helping.
Well, I appreciate that. I would like to be fit rather than just wasting away.
Yeah, but you know, that's how we know that men and women are different, because women are like, I don't care if I'm dying, I've lost weight. You know, maybe it's the chemo, maybe maybe it's anorexia.
It's sad, and this is a, as well as being a pro-peace podcast, we just discussed that.
Right, sure we did.
Just peace in the most vague and general sense, not tied to any particular conflict.
Right.
We love
like your
peace.
Inner life, peace?
Outer life, inner life, your life, peace. It's also, I think, not body positivity.
No.
No, I thought for a second it could be body positivity. It's, we just love everybody.
Do we?
Yes, on this podcast, well, we want the biggest number of listeners possible.
Yes, we love the listeners.
So we don't want to alienate anybody.
Unless they're not listening, and then they can go talk to a
Death
tree.
Death to the unlistener.
Yeah. Talk to a tree is my version of...
talk to a tree?
Because you said that I can't curse. So I would say go yourself.
Oh, go talk to a tree.
Yeah, I just made it up.
Well, it's... No, I mean, it comes obviously from the rich biblical tradition of Moses and the burning bush.
Yes. Being a Jew, I just come up with these things.
Our Lord goes and talks to a fig tree. Do you know this story?
I know the fig tree from the Bell Jar story.
I don't know the Bell Jar. You know, with Sylvia Plath. Never read it. Wrote poems about it, never read it.
Well, it's referenced in the TV show Master of None, but basically I relate to it too much, which is that this woman is sitting under a fig tree, looking at all the branches, imagining each possibility as her life path. Like, she could marry this person, she could go to Europe. It's a whole big metaphor. And eventually,
why did she pick the one that ended in the oven?
Yeah, well, she's a Jew lover. But
was Ted Hughes Jewish?
No, get it? Like,
oh,
is the
I
Holocaust?
See. Oh, excuse me. You know, she actually did end up in an oven.
I have a joke about it.
I didn't know that, about Plath in the oven.
Yeah, well, about how so many women used to stick their heads in ovens at the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were bummed about their lives. And so the way that society dealt with it, and this is true, is that they changed the design of the oven. So you can no longer gas yourself in the oven. You still have to stay in the kitchen like a woman and cook dinner and don't come out until it's ready.
You can't kill
yourself. But you can't kill yourself. It's a
lot
harder.
It's like on the bridge where they're like, people are jumping off the Westgate Bridge.
Right. Let's put up a
fence. Just wreck the view with a big fence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not like, what's causing malaise? They're just like, let's make this impossible.
None of these anti-suicide measures bring the suicide rate down.
No, they just make it
harder. They just kill themselves elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like women stop dying. They just stop dying.
Can you imagine how brittle the attempt to commit suicide would be? I can't get off that bridge. I'm not going to go and find bridge number two.
Well, in Japan, they did this in the 90s.
Or the suicide forest.
Well, no, that's still a thing. But they, so many people were leaving work and just like walking in front of the train in Tokyo that they put up. I think they're one of the first places that put up the barriers so that you can't. So it's like not today. Like, you have to like be.
You know what? Once you get on that train, it's all going to feel a little better.
It is true. When the train is coming and you're exhausted and hungover, because I lived in Asia for a long time, and you have to go drinking with your boss. You have to stay up late. You can't leave before your coworkers.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you've been there for how many hours, 20 hours, and you're drunk, and and then you're getting the train, and the train's coming, and those lights look like salvation. Sure, you might just step out onto the tracks, but once they have the barrier...
I think you're going to be a great producer for this podcast. I think this is actually going to work out really well.
Do you know what? I saw it in your eyes. I saw you go, oh, she actually...
We're
going to
be
fine.
Yeah. We're going to be... Well, I've only... The last time I saw your stand-up comedy, it was in a terrible room.
Yeah, but that was also during COVID. It was in Brooklyn during COVID.
Yes.
And then you... I was like, whatever.
You're my friend, and it's still a Schrodinger's comedy at this point for me.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know if it's good.
I know.
I never get to see you in a good room.
I know.
I'm sure I'll get to see you soon.
Yes, you'll get to see me here.
We're doing a show together on Friday.
Oh, that's right. We are.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, I better not fucking bomb.
I'm going to be running the swearing. All right, we've edited the swearing out. We're a pro-peace, non-swearing podcast.
Sorry.
We want everyone to listen. We want everybody to love. It's about getting the catamaran as quickly as possible.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize. I rescind the thing.
No, it's all right. I swear all the time. It just makes me do an extra 8 seconds. Now, I've got someone to edit the videos. So basically, here's what I need for the podcast to work. I need... an audio recording of me talking for a half hour.
Right, we can do this.
Okay, I've taken the best segments from the podcast in the past. And by the way, if this doesn't work for whatever it's fine. We've got 8 episodes that I'm using the Patreon money to pay you to bring on and the other editor and set up the room.
Yes.
Where we're going to set it up like under the sea and have a little desk and there's going to be a visual element.
Yes.
I struggle to make the visual element.
I'm going
to
do it. That's my job. Yep.
We're taking the best segments from the podcast. What are we taking? Ocean News.
Yes.
It's coming back.
Yep.
Advice column.
Which I think it should be called Pearls of Wisdom.
Pearls of Wisdom.
Yep.
I would like to call it Before Swine. All right. We've got... We've got facts about the countries I'll be going to on the boat.
Yes.
On the sailing journey that starts in Los Angeles and comes down Baja California.
Yeah, yeah.
Through to Mexico, through Guatemala, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
What else we've got? Affirmations.
Affirmations.
We're going to do affirmations.
And then there's also like a little segment that I'm like my own little space.
I will allow you to have a small segment.
Yes.
But you know when Jamie is on, here's an important thing.
Yeah.
When Jamie's on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Comes in when he's asked.
Yeah.
Eve, going to keep you on a pretty tight leash.
To bring me in or to not bring me in?
I'll bring you in when I need you to come in.
I accept that. Yeah.
And then there might be a lot of Eve. Back off. I might, if I do that,
yeah.
I want you to know that's a bit.
Yeah. Can you hit
and
me?
And that's out of love. How many times are you going to bring up wanting to be hit?
Well,
what's
only,
really going on, Eve?
No, I just think it's a working, you know, that we
is
should
this why it's not working out with the fellas? Because you keep asking them to hit you?
No, maybe it's because I won't let them, you know, and they actually want to.
I've seen the men you're dating. I don't think they have the T-scores to hit.
They do not. They
soft,
absolutely do not.
Soft boys.
No, I am absolutely not dating any hitters. But also, it's all very gray.
You want, you know? Barry Bonds up in here.
I want like someone who could hit me, but there won't. You go. That's what I want.
Isn't that... Have you ever written that down?
I have it, then I forgot all about it.
That's a great bit, Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing
that's
about choking.
That's what all women want, yes.
That's the thing about choking.
I want someone who could kill me, but won't.
Yeah, could kill me, but wouldn't do it. Would never hurt a fly. Yeah.
You want the dangerous man who's got it under control.
Who knows himself. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, I guess.
So hot, it gets me going right now. This is going to be great. So you're going to set up the room.
Yeah.
Get the captain's costume for the video component.
Yeah.
And print out all the facts and things. You'll get the advice column and the facts about the place.
Yes.
And the ocean news.
Yeah, and my little spicy, whatever the segments are.
And a starfish costume.
Yeah, well, I was keeping that a secret because I also thought that a lobster costume might...
Oh, a lobster costume might be good.
You know, something with the moving arms.
You can get a series of fun costumes as you sit in the corner. Mm. That's the dream, is that I show up in the room.
Right.
I've got about 5 pages printed out.
Right.
I just sit down at the desk. I start reading and riffing.
Yeah.
Bang! That's a quality 45-minute podcast episode.
And can I just say, by the way, you told me 20, but 45 minutes is great.
Or 20.
But can I just say that you said that it might not work out, which I think it's going to work out.
Well, great.
Yeah.
But I've been 8 episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes.
And I would say if that's not working out, I'll just keep releasing the podcast as is,
mm-hmm.
and the Patreon will keep going anyway.
Right.
Because I'm up to that Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon.
Patreon. Well, I don't want to hemorrhage people. I don't want to, I mean, I'm trying not to make changes. Really, what this is I think if we can do the 8
mm-hmm.
in a really thoughtful way, speedily. Yeah. I mean, we could actually bang it out in 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
That buys me 2 months to invest in the next project with my time.
Right.
Because I take a lot of time doing the podcast.
Right.
And that I've got to finish Wimbledog.
That's your movie.
That's the movie script.
Right. Yes.
I've got to finish writing sketches for when I'm back in Australia.
Wimbledog. That's your...
I've got to finish my comedy special and my album of songs by women.
Yes.
Do you know about this one?
No.
It's called Cover Up.
Right.
I'm going to cover songs by women. I've got to have time to do it, Eve. I've got to have time. I currently have no time.
Right. No, it's true. I've been to your house.
It's bedlam.
Yes,
the wife's
crazy.
Doing such a good job.
She's amazing.
We're going to run her the coffee back.
I would for sure divorce you. Like, for sure. But I also would never marry. No, you know, and I mean that in a nice way.
I take it in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
she's a different woman from
she's
mine.
She's an angel.
She is, yeah.
And she never comes on the podcast. She never... No. Man, the American R's are starting to creep in.
What?
They
never comes on the podcast.
Water,
my
like car,
wife
it's coming in.
Is just so, where's an R? Hold on.
Terrific.
She's terrific.
We would
She's
have that R
wonderful.
Too. It's R's at the end of sentences. Sentencers.
What'd you say?
Sentencers.
yeah.
Get those sentencers out of here.
Yeah, the senators in this country are
Senator.
Insaner.
Senator.
Senator. Yeah, Senator Kennedy.
Yeah, we literally go, Senator Hans, Senator A-A-H.
I'll tell you what, there's some things I miss about Australia. We just went to this Australian coffee shop. My God, I miss the Australian coffee shops, like the cafes, whatever. But what I don't miss is the accent. Yours is fine. Yours is.
I'm from Adelaide. We have a more.
No, you have your own. It's like you're like Lesotho in, or you're like
Lesotho.
Yeah, or pronounced Lesotho apparently in South Africa, where it's like
you're saying I'm an enclave.
Yeah, you're like your own thing. You're like from Australia, but that's not really who you are.
You know what I've always been scared of, and this won't necessarily win me friends, is sounding like Josh Thomas, because I remember Josh Thomas the comedian from Please Like Me. Yeah. He would come on the screen. You know, you're at home watching with your family. Yeah. I'm going to put on an affected Australian accent. You're at home with your family watching the television, and all of a sudden, Josh Thomas is there, and he's, hello. and you go, oh, I guess he's from England or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he just talks, and the rest of his family's normal.
Do you think he's affected? Like, do you think it's like an affect?
I mean, it's definitely an affectation.
But okay, so you don't.
Well, what is it? Brain trauma? He's got a weird shaped mouth. But then I said, people go to me, are you from England? You sound weird. And I go, do I sound like Josh Thomas?
But people asked me in Australia if I was Australian. And I spoke like this.
Yes.
And people they have brain trauma. They're the problem. We're fine.
We don't know what to do with a Jewish person unless they're from South Africa.
We don't know what to do with a Jewish person.
No, we just don't know what category.
Right. Okay.
The American Jew is. Except, you know, like Margot Robbie, that's the one accent Australians can do is Brooklyn Jew.
Right.
That's it.
Is that what she does?
She's all, and when she's doing Harley Quinn,
I really don't.
All the time.
I don't like Margot Robbie.
What?
I don't like her.
You're off the show.
Yeah, you know
she's
I don't,
a babe.
You know I don't like her because I found out that she's had like a million little bits of plastic surgery.
Has she?
Yeah, like a little.
She was so beautiful early on, though.
Yeah, but she's even more beautiful now, and that's upsetting to me. It's like because it's like you stop being a real person when you have all these little tweaks. It's
little
like
tweaks. At least it's not big things.
Yeah, but it's like her whole face is. I don't know. I just she's. I think she's.
Well, like Taylor Swift has had incredible work done.
Really?
Look
I
at
just
Taylor
don't
Swift
like,
then and now. It's incredible.
I don't like having work done. I think we should all look horrible.
I mean, I disagree. There's a great Camille Paglia essay.
Oh, Camille Paglia.
This was our first big argument was
this
about
was
Camille Paglia.
How I really met you and thought, I shouldn't be friends with him, but I don't know. I feel like I could. Like, when it was like, you know, back in the day when you, I don't know if you ever were like this, when you had principles and you used to base
I've got more principles than I've ever had.
But when you used to base your friendships around them.
Oh, yeah.
So we were walking. We left, I think, Crab Lab.
Yes.
A really great show in Melbourne, Australia. And we were walking on the street, a few of us, like a crowd of us, and you were telling me how much you loved Camille Paglia.
The greatest.
Yeah, that you like she was like a hero to you. And I was like, I don't think I should, I don't think
you shouldn't
I should
be friends with this man.
No, I don't think because what my knowledge of her at that point really was when she was on Bill Maher in the 90s,
so
I think.
So hot.
Or early 2000s, telling Bill Maher, who by the way interrupted her and called her, I think, insufferable.
Yes.
But at this one point, they agreed on one thing, which was that if you go home.
That's come out. That's out of the podcast. I didn't know we'd have to take that out of the podcast, but that's the line.
We should talk about that. I won't say what I said.
No, we'll move
just
on.
Keep going. Like
this is scary because as the producer, your job is to say, whoa now.
Well, I don't know the flavor of the podcast.
Well, you're going to have to go back and listen to some of the podcast.
Okay.
I love Camille Paglia.
I've listened to some,
Here's one thing I'd like is to get Camille Paglia on the podcast.
Okay.
She's so great.
Listen, I think that she would be a great guest on your podcast.
You.
Yeah, I don't think I want to like get a coffee after.
Eve, what? It would be the most exciting coffee of all time.
It would be a bad date. It would be hanging out with someone.
You think she'd be keen on you? Is that what you're saying?
No,
she
just
would. I think she's keen on everybody.
And
I've never seen someone with such a heightened sexual.
Yes. I think the more you dislike her, the more keen she is on you. I think that the more you're like, Camille, you are really annoying. She's like, like she's just so excited that you can't stand her.
That's so vibrant and exciting. Anyway, listen, James Donald Forbes began Catamaran Plan. It's about the catamaran.
Okay, yeah. Catamaran. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have been working on stingers.
What are stingers?
JDFM.
Yeah, great.
Like radio in between segment
things.
I almost
corrected you. I was going to go, that's not your initial. And I'm like, oh, those are your initials.
Yeah, it is. It's like a radio station. So at some point, I'd like to get Amos. The Amos Gill episode went, I think it's going fine.
Okay.
But I'd like to set him up with a commercial radio show. He can't do anything online, the poor boy. He's such a good comedian.
Why?
Because he's a big retard.
Right. I love that that's fine for the podcast.
Retard?
Yeah, yeah, but then some
but
of the...
whisper.
But then some of the things I've said, you're like, Eve, pull it.
Yeah, because you said that you... Hard edit. Hard edit once again. Yeah. It's wrong when you do it. It's wrong when I do it.
Okay, but so you, but we can talk smack about Amos. I mean, I haven't listened.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay, but yeah. I mean, I love him.
Yeah,
and he knows that he's very bad at social media stuff. But he's my favorite Australian comedian. I'm sorry, Eve. He's my favorite Australian comedian.
I'm not Australian, so I don't take it. Although I'm not going to be your favorite American comedian.
No, I'm my favorite American comedian.
I could be your favorite Jewish comedian.
There's Steve Harvey Jewish?
No.
No. I just don't see a lot of hard edits coming. I notice the edits increase as the episodes go on.
Well, yeah, it's only because yeah we're getting the feel for it.
Next month.
Yeah.
At some point in the next month or next month, mm-hmm. we're going to have this room set up.
Yes.
We're going to record 8 episodes, blitz, yes. back to back to back to back.
Great.
I'm just going to show up for those days and make hot content.
Yes.
You're going to produce it.
Yeah.
We're going to send it out. It's going to get edited. It's going to get uploaded. I'm not even going to have to think about it.
Right.
If they go well, great. We can keep doing it like that. If they go badly and people go, stop this immediately, we can stop that immediately.
Great. Love it.
That's my current plan for the podcast.
Yes.
All right.
I'm on board, Captain.
Now, you need to set that. You need a captain's suit.
For you.
For me. You need an outfit for yourself.
Yes.
You need to I want it to look like it's under the sea. I bought a nice rug and we've got a blue wall in yes. there in yep. the garage that will at some point be a bedroom for somebody, but it's mm-hmm. not at the moment. What else do we need? Cut out little fish.
Yes, cut out fish. The kids can be involved in that in some way.
I think so.
Yeah.
A spotlight.
Spotlight. We're going to make it out of like a basically super glue.
We're going to get a lamp and we're going to super glue some cardboard around it.
Right, and we're going to start a fire. Yeah.
Well, we'll get something flame retardant. Do you mind me saying that word?
I don't. Listen, I'm not making the rules here. It's you're the captain, all right?
Flaming retardant is Down syndrome. Hey, this is going to be a good, clean, loving, open, good. This is a good podcast.
Yes.
Now that I know how to do this, it's so much easier to have a guest on.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and all the hours. Maybe that's why. I mean,
so much time.
But you know what? If you didn't have that experience, maybe you wouldn't have hired me as a producer because you would have been like, this is so easy.
I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you've already agreed to a price.
I have. And yeah. I want the listeners to know it's not a lot of money. Eve's very poor. And I've gotten this deal, really an outrageously small amount of money.
I've already spent so much time with you, but it's all right. It's all right. It's also hanging with my pal, JDFM.
JDFM. Yeah, we're going to make a lot of the stingers.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. All right. Let's go home. Let's okay. give everyone their coffee.
Yep. I got the kids a cookie.
Do you want to hear a poem?
Yeah.
All right. I'll read you my poem. Ah, man, these poems suck. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready.
This is one I started writing last night. It's not really a poem. It's more a series of... If you go to LeBron James's Wikipedia page, in the first paragraph it states he's compared all the time to Michael Jordan in debates over the greatest basketballer. But if you go to Michael Jordan's Wikipedia page, it doesn't even mention that LeBron James exists until you're 7,000 or 8,000 words deep in the thing. And even then, it's not even in the context of a rivalry. It's a random statistic referencing heaps of other basketball players and men like Babe Ruth and Wayne Gretzky who didn't even play basketball professionally. Now you tell me what that means for LeBron. You tell me what that means for debating, etc. I am Michael Jordan.
I call that a poem.
Make the cut.
A manifesto. I call that if you were a shooter and you left that behind, it would make sense.
Can I read you my... This is another poem.
Yeah.
This won't make the book.
Okay.
The tests are coming back fine, which is absolutely what we want to see. She's a healthy, beautiful baby. Yes, you are. Look at you. Now make sure you get that skin-to-skin contact. It's really important for bonding. And here is the number for the breastfeeding hotline. You're doing really well, but if you want, you can call them. And that's about it. Oh, you might start to notice that you don't really care about Gaza anymore. We've been seeing that a lot with the first-time mums. It's totally normal. It's just part of life. And that's a poem about how childless women are really interested in Gaza.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I don't have any kids.
Did you get that was a poem about childless women in Gaza?
Yeah, if I had had a beat, yeah, I would have gotten that.
A beat.
A beat to think
you
about.
You just
it.
Want to be beaten. You've got a real
Someone
problem.
Had beaten me. I really would have understood that poem more. I think that's everything you do is art. Everything. Well.
Yes. Yeah. That's what the producer has to be yeah. saying. Look at him huddled in the corner, huffing cocaine up his nose. This too is a poem. It's been wonderful having you on the podcast, Eve. Thank you very much.
Thanks for hiring me.
God bless you. God keep you. Goodbye. Catamaran Ho. Thus concludes our interview with Catamaran Ho, Eve Ellenbogen. We're going to have a smoother road to the boat than ever before. We're going to be producing some of the best, most beautiful content you've ever seen for boat ownership. Life is very sweet. Life is very beautiful. Life is very sweet. And we should remember that. And when we are overcome with difficulties and anxieties, let us remember how sweet life is. So long as the Crowboys win tonight. If the Crowboys lose tonight, ooh, I'll be in a bad mood. I'll be grim. I'll be a sourpuss. I'll be pointing a lot of fingers and doing a lot of shouting. But if they win, life is sweet. Life is beautiful. Life is good. Boy, oh boy. Wowee. Can you believe it? It's all happening. Anyway, God bless you. God keep you. I love you. Affirmations. Keep it real, son. I didn't really know what keeping it real meant when I was in Australia. I would hear people say, keep it real. And I just, well, how do you not keep it real? Go into a fantasy, develop dementia. That seems a challenge. But now I understand what it is to keep it real. It's to, you know, sort of indescribable. No, I think it's like, just don't have the malarkey, the nonsense. Keep it real. I'm keeping it real. I apologize, I found this song on my downloads that I had apparently made. I have no memory of making this song, and I enjoyed it and I wanted to share it. Ooh, let's play some more Brian Taylor commentary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.